listening to KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM and KBOO.FM online.
This is a promo
for The Strange Case of Nick M. Did I say Nick M? This is a sci-fi radio play about a musician with severe memory loss. For The Strange Case, a radio play about memory loss by Imago Theater. Did I say Strange Case? Tune in May 3rd at 10 p.m. on KBOO-FM. Remember.
As we seek alternatives to police as first responders in mental health and other crises, CAHOOTS, or Crisis Assistance Helping Out on the Streets in Eugene, Oregon, serves its community with medical teams and de-escalation techniques, often without involving the police. Join us, 9 a.m. Thursday, April 29th, as we learn about CAHOOTS, an innovative program that is being replicated in many cities, including Portland, Oregon. That's 9 a.m., April 29th, on KBOO.
Welcome to Inside Washington County with Rob Solomon. We feature interviews with leaders in the community, focusing on issues important to Washington County.
Welcome to Inside Washington County. My name is Rob Solomon. We're using the Zoom platform today as we have been since the start of the pandemic, and frankly, in order to respond to protocols, we'll probably continue to use this for the foreseeable future. We have an exceptional guest with us today. Tanya Anji became Washington County Administrator, overseeing all county staff and operations on August 24th of 2020. Tanya has been Deputy City Manager in Boulder, Colorado for the past 4 years, had been. Prior to that, she was Assistant to the City Manager of Mankato, a city in southern Minnesota with a population of about 42,000 people, for 3 years. She later became Mankato's Deputy City Manager and Chief of Staff, a position she held for 7 years. We are happy to have you. Welcome to Washington County and welcome to Inside Washington County.
Thank you for that warm welcome, Ron.
Thank you. Moving straight into questions. Can you tell us, Tanya, what does the county administrator do in Washington County? What are your responsibilities?
So Washington County is organized under our charter with a council manager form of government. And so what that means is that the board provides the big picture, the policy direction and leadership, and our overall strategies for investment within the county. And then appointed staff like myself are responsible to implement these strategies and conduct the day-to-day operations. So in essence, keeping Washington County moving forward together in the spirit and understanding of the board's policy direction. And so I do want to underscore, it is my responsibility to help the board achieve its goals. And part of what I have grown over these last 6 months to really appreciate about our board is it's not just about the board. The board also sees their responsibility of listening to our community and ensuring that our services are meeting community needs.
Understanding, and thank you for helping to understand me to understand it better, the councilor manager form of government. As a matter of fact, it was my third question, but you asked it already or answered it already. I was interested in the relationship that you have with the board. I understand board setting policy and your responsibility is to implement that policy, but often because you're relating to staff, you often have information that may help the board to decide on policy. Do they indeed seek your advice that either comes from your own expertise or from staff prior to the making of policy?
Absolutely, Rob. And I conduct my role from a partnership model. I partner with staff, I partner with the board, and also community to move forward. Mm-hmm. And so that does mean ensuring that there's transparency of information. So when the board is discussing policy options, it is my responsibility to provide pros and cons to that option, and in many cases, my recommendation based on the information that I have and that our leadership team has, which includes our department directors.
Understood. And you said you've been here about 6 months, and I know with the help of your staff, we've been trying to get together for quite some time, and I'm grateful for the help of your staff. Say hello to Phil for me. When the county administrator position opened up, Tanya, what led you to apply?
So I did my research, and first, I'm just very impressed with the vibrancy and diversity of the Washington County community. And so that includes the people, the diversity of the people that live here. It also includes the vibrancy of our economic center of our community. I do want to say my family and I are thrilled to be here. It has been an adventure moving during the middle of a pandemic and trying to establish roots when really I just can't wait. Maybe at some point, Rob, that we can meet over coffee or espresso, as I believe I see you drinking espresso right now, or at a community event. And so that has just been an interesting learning journey of how do you build relationship in a virtual environment? And that is different than I think how many of us, including myself, have built relationships in the past. But it is one conversation at a time. Other aspects that really have impressed me about Washington County is it has a legacy of strong decision making and good financial stewardship. And so there's many community needs, and we need to ensure that we align those community needs with our available financial resources. In local government, I am a firm believer there's more needs than there are resources. So it is important that we have prioritization conversations and be very transparent and clear in what we can accomplish with the resources that we have within our community. And on that note, I just want to indicate, I believe our board and our staff and our community partners have just provided great leadership throughout the COVID pandemic.
So, I have had the pleasure, we have had the pleasure on the show of interviewing several people involved in that, and we've been very impressed with the work that they've been doing and their dedication by all means. But you know, your answer leads me again to the next question. It's as though we sent them to you in advance, but we didn't. I'm concerned when you talk in terms of not enough resources at local government to meet the needs. Of course, I understand you're accurate, but then it leads us to that prioritization. So what are your three top priorities for our county?
So first priority is continuing to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic. Really happy and proud that we fully expended our CARES funding by the end of 2020, December 30th. That was $105 million that the county expended by that deadline, so we didn't need to have the extension. And we will be receiving approximately $118 million of the American Recovery Act. And so that is a top priority, to be putting those dollars to work, not only continuing to respond to COVID-19, but also ensuring that we as a Washington County community are moving forward together in a strong and resilient manner.
Understood. And understood that that would be priority one probably for most local communities. How about two and three?
Okay, so second priority is launching the county's strategic planning process. The board plans to revisit this process discussion in October of this year and really define what will be the roadmap to update the 30-year-old strategic plan. I really see this as an opportunity for us as staff, as the board, as community partners, including our cities and special districts, to really define what the future looks like. As it is 30 years old, this will be a lengthy planning process because it's really important to look at our data and context of where we have been, where we are today, so that we can have really robust discussions about what the future looks like. And I think it is about also reflecting on what we've learned over this last year, living through COVID-19 as well.
Certainly. Before we move on to priority three, though, Tanya, what I was wondering about was, as I know it's been 30 years, are we looking at the future of this county for the next 30 years, or is this a 20-year plan or a 40-year plan? When we look at the strategic plan that the folks will be working on now, what's the timeline for that?
So we don't have a timeline developed, Rob, of what that looks like. I have worked on many strategic planning processes in the past, and no matter what that horizon is, I will indicate the planning process and the final plan will include checkpoints, because our times are, let's stop there. I stumbled over my words.
That's fine. Thanks, Mark. Hey, finally, I'm not the only one to make a mistake. Tanya, I'm grateful. Thank you. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. That's fine. Want to ask the question again, Rob?
Yeah. One. Tanya, I'm wondering, as we're into the strategic planning after not doing it for 30 years, if we're looking at a timeline of 30 years, 20 years, 40 years, how far in the future is the strategic plan going to consider?
That's the conversation that we'll be revisiting with the board in October as we define what is the scope of the strategic plan, and then how are we going to measure the progress of the strategic plan, both from a planning process as well as an implementation process moving forward.
Understood, and thank you. Number three, we went for three priorities. I'm not going to let you off the hook. What's number three for you?
So Rob, I do want to say it's really challenging to limit me just to three, because I think there's really exciting work going on in Washington County. So for today's purpose, I will say number three is ensuring that the work as outlined within the board's equity resolution moves forward. Really proud and happy to have welcomed Latricia Tillman as Washington County's first equity and inclusion officer. She actually started just a little bit after myself, which was about a month. So have really enjoyed partnering with her on implementation of that equity resolution. I will say I do feel that is incredibly important that we move forward with that work, because the foundational element of that, of equity, is ensuring that all of Washington County has the opportunity to thrive in their lives. And that's really a special vision that I look forward to upholding here.
I had read about your commitment to diversity and equity, and also about the hiring, and I was pleased to see that for the county by all means. With issues surrounding racism coming to a head nationwide and here in our county, what do you see as lacking in Washington County, and in the sense of equity, of course, and how do we fix it?
So I think this is a multi-pronged conversation. And I want to speak from a personal standpoint. I think it is important that we as individuals look at ourselves and examine our own biases, whether it's implicit or explicit biases. And this is a journey that I am personally on as I am a white woman. And to really understand the privilege that we hold. And for example, I hold in my position as county administrator privilege. And so I need to use that privilege to help lift others of the community and our organization up to reach their full potential. Another component of that is how our culture within Washington County as an organization, which includes our hiring practices, ensuring that we are a welcome and inclusive workplace so that the diversity of our workforce reflects the diversity of our community, because we really are in service to the community. And then it is also about what are our policies and procedures and what are the outcomes, and looking at that data And sometimes with policies and procedures, there can be unintended consequences. And I think we've learned that through COVID-19. And our Latinx community has been they've been impacted the most heavily by this novel virus. And so looking at our public health systems is something important. I know Marnie Kyle, our public health and human services director, and her team are actively working on in partnership with Latricia Tillman.
And there's an awful lot of community partnerships along racial ethnic lines, both stimulated by the virus and also by what I believe to be a sincere commitment to equity on the part of the board, which again, I appreciate. What are the specific resources that government can bring to the problem? Your idea of personal self-exploration and growth and taking a look at issues of privilege or lack of privilege for that matter, that makes perfect sense to me. But I'm wondering, can government get on a leadership track to bring its people along to be, oh, for lack of a better way to put this, more open and willing to be accepting and accepting of equity?
So yes, I do think that is a responsibility of government or any organization too. And so how we are approaching this work is we have an internal equity leadership council, which includes members of every department, our department directors. And these are active conversations we are having as a group, so that it is not, this work is not just about me as a county administrator. It is about how we collectively move forward as an organization. And it's providing the space for employees to have those safe conversations and to learn and grow together. So I'm a believer in let's meet people where they're at and let's move forward from there.
Excellent. And it's all about outreach, and outreach the right way. And as long as you guys know what you're doing and you have somebody responsible along with yourself, but the diversity coordinator, sounds like you guys have a good working plan. The county you have taken on is large. There's cities and towns, and there's metro. How does Washington County government fit in and work with all those jurisdictions that mess up each other boundary-wise?
So I also want to add to that mix too our community-based organizations, because I don't want to forget them as part of this conversation. So when I was doing my research into Washington County during the application process, I learned that the city managers, as well as the special district managers and myself, meet on a monthly basis. And that is really important to have relationship and conversation moving forward. I have really enjoyed getting to know the city managers, the special district managers, and I feel that the COVID response has been a way to really escalate that relationship building, because we really have had to come together in a response. And so Washington County is stronger together. And I can attest to that after 6 months. I rely very heavily on the relationships that I have made with our cities, special districts, as well as Metro. Working closely with Metro as we implement as we're in the planning phase of the Supportive Housing Services Local Implementation Plan. So value that partnership with Metro and the open communications that we have had to date that I foresee in the future. Relative to our community-based organizations, during my first 6 months, I have been reaching out to various community-based organizations to learn more about what they do, how we work together. It has been a great learning opportunity for me. And one of the things that I feel we have done well as a community, because I don't want to say Washington County, I'm saying as a community, in response to COVID, is Washington County has not relied on our staff for outreach alone. We have really realized that our community-based organizations have strong relationships with community members, and resources, information from the community-based organizations to community is actually resonating more so than if it would come from Washington County. And so I look forward to really exploring how can we ensure that the relationships that we've had, that we've strengthened, or we've developed during this time can continue moving forward.
Understood. And I think those partnerships are going to be crucial as we look at the next topic I'm going to throw out to you. We are expecting in this county exponential population growth over the next 10 to 20 years. And I think probably one of the most talked about topics, other than perhaps at the moment the pandemic, in our county is traffic. How do you see the county coping with both issues of traffic and affordable housing with expected exponential growth?
So I'm actually going to start with affordable housing and then go into transportation. So Washington County is a desirable and vibrant place to be. And we as a community need to reflect that that's because of who resides here. So I want to start with embracing who we are, and because that leads to how will we have these conversations moving forward. Relative to affordable housing, our housing department is very committed to the Metro Affordable Housing Bond, as well as launching our supportive housing services. And so through these, I'm going to call them tools or resources, to further implement and increase our affordable housing is a very important component. That does coincide with what is our transportation network and ensuring that we have a multimodal transportation network, because it's not just single passenger vehicle, it is also ensuring that we have space for pedestrians, bikes, and ample mass transit. The challenge with both from a housing and a road system or transportation network is resources. And so we need to ensure that our planning processes are including both the housing component, so where people live, but then also transportation. Within Washington County, from a planning perspective, and you had mentioned before, Rob, the relationships with Metro as well as our cities, I am very confident we will continue to navigate through these conversations from a partnership model and centering community voice within these conversations.
It's interesting because when I was getting at communication earlier, communication's key, but it's often difficult when boundaries cross. When you're dealing with jurisdictions, and through the best efforts of anybody who set up these jurisdictions, there's points where cross, like who's responsible for this piece of property or stretch of road? Is it really Metro, or is it really the county, or is it the state? And even though that's probably pretty clear to people in the profession of managing cities and the territories, I'm not sure how clear it is to the public.
So that's fair, Rob, and I think that is why, and I want to go back to communication. The lines of what those jurisdictional boundaries are different in different cases. And so at the onset of planning processes, it's important to explain what is, for example, the role of the county in this planning process, what is the role of a city, and what is the role of Metro. And I do want to also then loop back this conversation to the strategic planning process as we move forward, and ensuring that we reaffirm what the role of the county is, and also the strength of our cities and the strength of our special service districts in service delivery to Washington County. So I do completely agree with you. It gets very confusing to community members. And that is where we as a government need to speak in plain speak and explain what are the opportunities for a community to influence decision making, and how do they go about doing that?
Understood. We've talked quite a bit about the pandemic, and I know that you came into this position and moved to the community in the midst of it, and we're still in the midst of it. From what you can tell, and it's a tricky question because you haven't been in this job without a pandemic, but I'm still going to ask, how has being in the midst of this pandemic impacted your ability to do your job?
Oh, that's a good question. And that's a really reflective question. I think the ability to do my job, I want to reframe that into it's about being thoughtful about what the focus of Washington County is. We have had to slow down initiatives. And I'll give you one example. One of the board's priorities is to start a facility strategic planning master plan process. That process was slowed down due to the pandemic because staff had to focus on other response needs. Sure. We are now restarting that planning process. So it is about being very intentional right now about where we focus our time as an organization. I think that reality is going to continue for quite some time, Rob, as we continue to navigate through vaccines, as we will be continuing to navigate through what does economic recovery look like in Washington County. We all only have 24 hours in a day. I've tried to expand that beyond 24 hours, and I just haven't figured out how to do that. So
when you do, call me.
or vice versa, please, Rob.
Deal.
But that is where we need to have intentional focus, and we need to ensure that we are doing things well, and we're being kind to each other along the way, so that we are stronger together.
Let me take this opportunity, Tanya, to thank you very much, not only for your time, but also your transparency in our communication. I think you've revealed much of your style of leadership just in this conversation, and I'm grateful for it. Grateful for the chance to meet you, and certainly on behalf of our listeners, welcome to the county. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for the warm welcome, Rob.
By all means. And folks, that's it for today. We'll see you next week. If you have comments about this interview or anything else, just feel free to pop me an email at rob@insidewashco.org. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Inside Washington County with Rob Solomon. Go to our website, insidewashco.org, to contact us or leave comments on this interview. This series is produced by Mark Berry. Thank you for listening to Inside Washington County with Rob Solomon. Go to our website, insidewashco.org, to contact us or leave comments on this interview. This series is produced by Mark Berry. Take 4. Thank you for listening to Inside Washington County with Rob Solomon. Go to our website, insidewashco.org, to contact us or leave comments on this interview. This series is produced by Mark Berry.
KBOO Portland.
Today on Wings, the topic is police violence in Australia, affecting families in their homes and colleagues on the job. The recordings are from our sister program, Women on the Line, a weekly series produced at Community Radio 3CR in Melbourne and heard across Australia.
There's a river of birds in migration.